Hare Krishna. From the life of Prahlad Maharaj, you will see how many powerful pearls of realization that he collected from various interactions he had with various people. And at the end, all those pearl-like wisdom and realizations brought him to come very close, in close touch with Lord Narasimhadeva face to face and obtain his eternal devotional service. From his father, Prahlad learned that no materialist can be happy in this world, even if he has become a Triloka Adhipati. There is no happiness to be found in the material world by accumulating only material goods or by being a Grihamedi, trying to enjoy a family life independent of God. He saw in front of his eyes how his father, with all the material goods and material controllership and power, he was a most frustrated fellow, never happy. And from his teachers, Shanda and Amaraka, Prahlad easily could observe that these fellows are caught up in economic development and politics, creating friends and enemies. And they are always fearful and they are always hatching plots to trouble other living entities. And one cannot be happy by this. So he understood what not to do from these fellows. From his own teacher, Narada, who taught him when he was in the womb of his mother, he learned how Lord Krishna, Lord Vasudev, is the most lovable supreme personality of Godhead for all the jivas. He is a supreme well-wisher of all living entities. He is the only true master of all living entities in this world. Everyone else is a false master. And also he learned from Narada how not to harbor any malice towards any living entity, but always try to do good to them by bringing them to the lotus feet of Krishna. So he obtained this type of pure teachings by the association of Narada Muni. So therefore you will find all of us at the end of the day are made up of a combination of knowledge, wisdom, realizations, perceptions, understandings, which we have gathered, collected from various social interactions that we do from different people. Actually all these things composed together makes our consciousness. Either our colors of our consciousness degrades or elevates our consciousness. Prahlad Maharaj, despite being put in unfavorable circumstances all around, he used it as a springboard to take firm shelter of the Lord's lotus feet through the chanting of the holy name and remembering the Lord and attend his lotus feet. Like once upon a time I heard a father had two sons, and the father was a rich man but a drunkard. And all his life he drank, and one day he got a very serious liver cirrhosis and he died. So one of his sons became also a drunkard. Another son became a very learned, cultured, gentlemanly devotee. So when the interview was made, they asked him. So the drunkard said, because my father was a drunkard, I became a drunkard. How can you blame me? But other son said, from my father I learned how not to drink and not ruin my life. I became a devotee, he said. So Prahlad was of the second category. He learned from his father and the Gurukula teachers like Shanda Maraka what not to do. And by how not to ruin one's spiritual career, jeopardizing one's spiritual career by foolish, false, materialistic engagements. And from Narada, he learned what is the right engagement in the right association, and how one should get elevated by purification of heart. So we all have opportunity in this age of Kali Yuga to live in the midst of a world which has a very high degrading agents like Prahlad had all around him. At the same time, we also have the representative of Srila Prabhupada, representative of Narada Muni, who has brought us this great knowledge and wisdom of Bhagavata Dharma. By taking very firm shelter of which we can very easily remain aloof from all these various type of ill engagements, evil engagements. And the chanting of the holy name is actually a very great bulletproof protective layer over the living entity, just like Indra was given the Narayan Kavach, which is actually a mantra, by chanting which he was protected from all evil forces. So we are protected from the evil forces of Kali Yuga by the chanting of the holy name, besides which we are also given the wisdom from the books of Srila Prabhupada. So it's very easy for one to follow in the footsteps of Prahlad by acquiring his teachings and valuable instructions to his schoolmates, and purifying our consciousness, and remain safe and secure while distributing the same pure teachings to others. And therefore, the holy name is actually the most safest protective weapon which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed in this age for everyone to remain oblivious to the terrible evil forces that are surrounding all around in the age of Kali Yuga. Harinam Prabhu ki, from the books of Srila Prabhupada. So it's very easy for one to follow in the footsteps of Prahlad by acquiring his teachings and valuable instructions to his schoolmates, and purifying our consciousness, and remain safe and secure while distributing the same pure teachings to others. And therefore, the holy name is actually the most safest protective weapon which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed in this age for everyone to remain oblivious to the terrible evil forces that are surrounding all around in the age of Kali Yuga. Harinam Prabhu ki.